Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, joined on Team Talk by my friends Arfi and Quinn.
I'm back.
Good evening.
Yes. So. Oh, my goodness. I think today we will continue what we were playing last week, which is I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream. Yes. So, we'll get to that. Yes, welcome back, Quinn, who has been busy moving, I guess.
Yes. Second move in 2 months was not expected.
Yeah. Well,
at least it was for the best.
Yeah.
Could have been a lot worse.
Yeah. So that's good.
Always good not to have that second move be going crawling home crying to your mommy.
Yeah.
All right. Quinn's been moving and I've got new audio gear, so that's all the fun too.
Yes. So what did you get again? Roland.
I got a Roland OctaCapture, which is 8-in, 8-out, and many possibilities await.
Nice.
Now I just need the mixer to go with it. Also, it eliminated my issue I was having with stuck MIDI notes on the Fast Track Pro, so that's a good thing as well. With the SC88, the Juno was fine because it's USB MIDI, but the 88 was having some issues.
Yeah. Ah, Quinn, you're much further away now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not on your microphone, I mean, in another way.
Geolocation, yes.
Oh, I'm only like 20 minutes to the south, 20 minutes further southeast than I was the last time I was here.
Hmm.
Brooktondale to Ithaca isn't really that far.
Yeah, maybe I just never. I seem to.
Brooktondale's right outside Ithaca.
That's weird. Yeah, maybe I misremember the distance. That's like 200 miles.
Hmm?
That's Ithaca's like 200 miles from me.
Yeah. And Brooktondale's right outside of Ithaca. In fact, if it tells you anything, anytime we had to go to a grocery store, it had to be in Ithaca.
Oh my god.
20 minute drive.
Yeah.
Hence why we are now in Ithaca.
Yeah. I think you're better off. Let's see, let's connect to this.
It's an absolutely gorgeous place. It really is.
Mm. Alright.
I will return momentarily.
Okay. Alright, I'm trying
to... The place we're in is quite gorgeous. The city of Ithaca itself is quite gorgeous. If only the people that drove in Ithaca were gorgeous. People that drive in Ithaca are morons.
Well, most of the people driving anywhere are morons.
True. But so. There seems to be a higher proportion of them to the point where I, being the one that can't drive, can actually tell.
You should come to New Jersey.
Oh, dear. Let's go to New... Let's just go straight to Massachusetts.
It's actually, I got a funny story about Jersey driving. We had a Microsoft consultant from Kentucky Great guy. Helped us a lot with our original our Windows 8 rollout. Mm-hmm. You know, when it was beta. And he told us a funny story about how he would go home, you know, every weekend, because he was with us for about a month. Mm-hmm. He'd go home every weekend, and then, like, after this, like, the second week, he's told us how, like, his wife's like, "You're driving like a maniac." I'm like, "No, I'm not. This is how you drive."
He got acclimated a little bit.
Yeah. Quickly, he's like, "I'm honking on the horn. I'm yelling at people. I'm flipping them off." It's like, adapt or die, honey. You don't understand. That's a really funny story.
2 weeks. And I'd like to point out, this is upstate New York. This is not Manhattan or Brooklyn.
Oh, I know.
This is upstate New York. We don't have that many people here.
Well,
like, I'm pretty sure that the town.
Well, see,
the city,
that's the thing, though. Because, like, I drive up to those places, and you're on, like, a road. It's like a one-lane crap road that just goes for miles. Okay, mm-hmm. And you get stuck behind a freaking local yokel who wants to go 10 miles an hour. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Even your speed limit is more than 10 miles an hour. Hit the gas pedal, man. I don't have time for this nonsense. It's like, those are, like, the worst people I hate driving behind. Like, upstate, like, local yokel people on one-lane roads is the worst. Because you're just trapped.
You know what blows my mind coming from the third largest city in North Carolina, where we have a very substantial downtown section. From what I can currently tell, and again, I'm never the one that's actually driving because I can't.
Yeah.
The downtown section of Ithaca is made up of about 3 or 4 streets. It's really, really humbling. Because you get the impression the city government here really isn't made up of physically of very much.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of scary.
That is funny. Oh.
Actually, speaking of odd municipal things, out in Brooktondale, there's very little to be found about Brooktondale on the internet, but one of the interesting things that just blew my mind is that Brooktondale is like 3,000 or 4,000 people, as far as we can tell. It's not been listed on the U.S. Census that we could find, and yet there is still a smaller outlying town that sends its school children to the town of Brooktondale, because it's so small that it has to send students to a town with like 3,000 or 4,000 people.
Yeah. That's funny. Oh, God. I'm just glancing at this article, Arfie. Yeah. So now, yeah, it's because Disney's licensing, like, all their game crap to EA. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, gosh.
So now you know all the LucasArts stuff is going to be completely dead. Gone. Kaput, never coming back. Ugh. And will never be purchased by me, because...
And none of it, and all of it will have technical support issues up the ass.
Yeah, I've made myself a vow after SimCity, I will not ever purchase anything from them or from Origin, as long as I can help it.
The only thing I have from Origin, believe it or not, is Quake 4.
Huh.
Because it's now that I'm a Mac user, I can get the Mac version on App Store.
Yeah.
But I never played it, and I wanted to get a copy of it, and the only place where you could get it on digital distribution at the time was Origin.
Have you seen any of the latest, greatest announcements from, like, Valve or AMD's new crap?
I've been following the stuff the past week.
Yeah. What's your take on?
I'm wondering, does the controller actually have a full color LCD?
I guess it's supposed to, yeah.
because I'm wondering if that's one of the things they're going to stream games to, in which case that may be a shield killer.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's
the,
not
by
really...
By the way, I did actually pick up a shield. I had to play along.
Well, let me put it to you this way. What I understand, number one, is NVIDIA and Valve have been working on this thing together. Number two, you can use the shield with a Steam machine, is the official, unofficial word.
I still am, unfortunately, it turns out my Mac and my iMac with its GT 680 is still classified as a notebook class GPU. So I'm still waiting for a software update to be able to stream games.
Interesting.
As far as I know, the 680 and the iMac is Kepler, so...
Well, any 600 series, 640 or higher, is supposed to work.
Well, unfortunately, from what I read in the forums, some of the notebook series 600s are not Kepler.
That's true. Yeah, a lot of their notebook stuff is rebadged.
Then again, this is a 680 MX, so... As far as I or a GTX, I can't remember which. I could actually look, because I'm booted into Windows.
Well.
Still, it's fun to plop emulators on that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for a little while, I was thinking about updating my, what is this? Right. I was thinking of getting a new, new notebook graphics chip to replace the 485M that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided not to.
Yeah, GeForce Experience says it's a GeForce GTX 680 MX.
MX?
MX.
What the hell is an MX?
Don't know.
I've never heard of that. Let's see.
I do like that desktop resolution, 2560 by 1440.
Yeah.
Tells you what the general size of the monitor is.
I am back.
Welcome back. Huh. Gotta find out what the hell the difference is supposed to be now.
Oh, I got you wondering, did I?
Six. Oh, here we go. A freaking video? I don't want to see this nonsense. Let's see. Okay, the MX is even more powerful. Because it has a couple, let's see. According to this chart, assuming that it's accurate.
Which it may not be. I've seen those charts before.
But the numbers are correct for the other stuff, so... The 680M has 1344 CUDA cores and a 720 core clock and an 1800 memory clock. The MX has 1536 cores, same GPU clock, but a 2.5 gigahertz memory clock, according to this chart. So it should be a little faster, even. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, 1530. I'm looking at system information. CUDA core is 1536. Graphics clock at 719. Nothing else that's really interesting is stated.
Yeah.
Dedicated data memory, of course, is 2 gigs.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's 256 bit instead of 384 or 512. So they can't do, like, three.
Yeah, in theory, it's fast enough to run that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's basically... That's pretty much an on-paper equivalent to a desktop one.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah,
have you seen the thickness of the machine itself? I need to take a side profile shot for you.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing a lot with the Kepler stuff. it'll be interesting to see what happens next year, since they're...
By the way, I'm already jealous because they put out an iMac refresh the other day, and they actually have, I believe, 780s in the models. Yeah.
Well, it's a 780M is basically the same thing. Because there's no, as far as I'm aware, there's no GK110 on mobile chip. So, but yeah, did you see any of AMD's announcements?
I did not.
Oh.
We're both NVIDIA guys. I'm going to tend to ignore most of the stuff from ATI and AMD.
Well, I'll put it this way. Do you remember the early to mid, not to late 90s when 3DFX was still around?
I do remember that, and I, speaking of ATI in the late 90s, I'd like to point out that I'm very impressed that I have an ATI Rage XL that will actually drive a monitor at 1080p.
Well,
I was very, very happy with that.
Well, you may remember during that time when the 3DFX Voodoo 1s, Voodoo 2s were first coming out, all the other 3D stuff that was also out there, supposedly, you know, you had the S3 was still around doing stuff. PowerVR was doing stuff.
PowerVR still does stuff.
I know, but they don't produce cards anymore.
Well, most of the stuff that PowerVR does nowadays, you hold in your hand.
I know, it's all mobile stuff. Anyway, the point is,
in fact,
all of those things.
I hate to pontificate. I'm holding a PowerVR device in my hand right now.
Congratulations. I've got Tegra 4. I don't care about that.
I've got a few Tegra devices as well.
Tegra 4.
I have a Tegra 3 device and a Tegra 4 device. And no, the Tegra 3 device is not a Microsoft Surface.
Well, really, what is it?
It is a Nexus 7 first run.
Oh, nice. The new ones are Tegra 4.
I thought they were...
The Surface 2 is Tegra 4.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about the new Nexus 7.
No.
Which is something, it's a Snapdragon, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, which it's, what's funny is some of that stuff, quote unquote, you know, people are like, oh, well, it's still faster than the NVIDIA thing. Not if you actually play a game on it, it isn't.
Yes. And of course you're running on ATI hardware and ATI drivers.
Well, I'm talking about the mobile stuff. I'm talking about the mobile stuff against Tegra 4. Even the old Tegra stuff. Even Tegra 3. Like, because the bottom line is...
Okay, I'm sorry, I'd just like to ask, are we still talking about this ATI-AMD announcement thing?
Well, we will, but you've sidetracked me repeatedly, so
sorry.
I'm going to continue this train of thought until it's over and buried. I was watching, like, if you look at, like... Basically, the bottom line is, and you either look at this as a good thing or a bad thing, but the bottom line is... What NVIDIA had done is, you know, they work with some of those developers on the platform, you know, stuff, and their game runs more feature-rich than the other game that looks like shit, but maybe it runs a little faster. It's, you know, like I play some of those games on the Shield where it's like, oh, well, this runs faster on the latest Snapdragon blah, 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 because it's got higher clocks than the Tegra. You know, fuck NVIDIA and Microsoft, and we hate everything. and I'm like, show me a screenshot of what it's actually rendering, and show me the NVIDIA Tegra 4 screenshot. You know which one looks better? The Tegra 4 stuff.
4, yeah.
So, and it's running just as fast, and it looks better. So it's like, anyway, but the reason I mentioned the 90s is... I'm sure you may vaguely remember. Obviously, you remember Glide.
Yes, in fact, I was about to... when you mentioned 3D effects, the word glide was on the tip of my tongue.
Okay.
I was about to scream it out loud.
The new word of the day will be mantle. AMD.
Okay. I'd like to point out, I was wondering why John Carmack was mentioning mantle the other day.
Well,
now
I'm sure
he's
completely lost at this point. I like no longer have faith in him. Unless he was actually smart enough to realize that it's probably a bad idea. But I doubt that's the case.
He seemed to suggest that he was glad that he was no longer writing mantle code.
Hmm. What does that mean?
Don't know.
I don't know. I haven't followed anything with him. But the point is, with their new stuff, I'm still not sure. I will have to see till AMD actually releases a product instead of just announcing one. Basically, they're trying to compete against the NVIDIA feature set, which is superior. I don't care what anybody says. The NVIDIA GPU feature set with CUDA, physics, all the other stuff they do, their 3D is better. I don't care what anyone says. Their driver support is better. I don't care what anyone says. They're trying to compete against that. And so what they've decided to do is, because the AMD is in all of the quote-unquote consoles, they're developing a new API called Mantle.
This would explain why Carmack was on about that.
Yeah. So they're developing a new proprietary API.
Proprietary, you say?
That's my impression. They've not said otherwise, so I'm assuming that is the case. Because otherwise, if they said this is brand new, open, it's going to be great, they would have said that would have been like the biggest talk of the day, you know.
Yeah.
Also, they haven't released the actual specs on the high-end card either. They only released the specs of the card, the mid-range card, which I thought was interesting. But I'm hopeful that they release something competitive, at least in performance, to a 780 GTX. Just so that I can get one cheaper.
I don't care.
They can make as many advancements as they like. All I care about is that it makes my NVIDIA stuff cheaper.
And
that's the reason, like, a lot of people hate NVIDIA. I'm like, well, great, that'll make my stuff cheaper. Like, what, you're paying more for something that's just as good? I'm like, to me, I feel I'm getting the value, period. It's nobody else's business, You know what I mean? Anyway, the point is, so they're releasing a new API. The idea is that somehow their new API is going to get around. Somehow it's going to, they're claiming it's going to allow them to have closer to metal hard, programming and all that nonsense. And I'm sure that's partially true. The problem is, okay, so you have, let's say, okay, they put that API, and let's say everyone developing on the consoles uses that now. Okay, so you need to have that to run on Linux. You need to have that to run on Windows. So
you just killed cross-platform.
Yeah. While claiming that you're doing the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay, we already have direct... Now, their whole thing, all these people keep talking about all this draw call shit. Like, in their presentation, we can do 9 times the draw calls that we can with Windows and DirectX. And they didn't say which DirectX. Actually, maybe they did. I don't remember. I don't remember if they said DirectX 11 or 9. But the point is, there is a huge difference in that whole... the draw call stuff between 9 and 10 plus. There is a huge, huge difference. Now, here's the problem, though.
I hope it goes without saying that I'm a big fan of OpenGL.
So am I. I wish it would do better. Hopefully, maybe it will. We'll see what happens with the Steam stuff. I hope the Steam Machine stuff and the Steam OS really takes off, honestly. I really do. I would love to see them produce some some stuff there that really sells, just to shake up the console bullshit. Because really, honestly, I have no interest in buying a new console other than to play, at this point, one game, and that is the next wrestling game, quite frankly. That's like the only console game I play anymore, with the exception of Nintendo stuff. I always will buy the Nintendo stuff.
We have actually pre-ordered both the, I hate to inform you, we have already pre-ordered both a PS4 and an X1.
X-Bone! I think that's a cool name. I don't think that should be a derogatory name.
I like it. X-Bone.
Yeah, X-Bone. Tonight on X-Bone. Hot on new games coming to your X-Bone.
On Fox, no less.
But, I don't know. Maybe I'm just misinformed.
Somebody should pitch that to Rupert Murdoch. X-Bone.
Yeah. So, it's like... So it's like they're releasing, and they're the one thing that I think would be interesting, although quite frankly it's all just bullshit to me, is the audio stuff. Because now they're gonna have like all real audio processing on the new AMD GPUs. I'm like, well, okay, but yeah, all you're doing is showing me third party shit that you've had like they're showing us like software of like, okay, the bottom line is this, okay, I fail to see now granted there are certain situations, I don't know, maybe I'm out of touch, but they're basically going with like audio signal processing shit to do like surround sound out of stereo, like for headphone people.
Oh, A3D again. Oh man, welcome back to the 90s.
Yeah, everything they're fucking doing is going back into the past. Like, now granted, I would love to have better audio stuff. Now, you know, the problem is the shit's expensive. Like, I wish I had a nice, 7.1 system to play games on, but the problem is I live with other people.
That was never a problem. That was never a problem for me. My basically made my parents get used to it.
Yeah. Well, you're in a different situation, though. Quite honestly, you know, you guys than me. I don't know. Maybe I'm out of touch there too.
Back before I moved, I basically got.
I don't even mean that. I mean, you know, you guys need to hear stuff more than I do.
I have enough, Andrew. I have enough vision to play games.
No, so I know. I'm not trying to diss you or anything. Oh, I'm just saying, it's slightly different. Where it's like, you know, turn that shit off. Just use your headphones. Be quiet. You know.
Mind you, my parents have done that to me many times.
Yeah, you know. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but still, like But the bottom line is this. Now, I have mixed feelings about this because there is some really cool headphone stuff that I think is very effective. And there's all different names for it, but basically it's just binaural microphones. You know, that's it. You know, a good binaural recording, or if you know what was the other thing, a quadraphonic, which is basically binaural recording with a different, putting the microphones instead of having like binaural mic. I don't know. I'm not really followed like the different microphone technologies like that, but I know it's like the quadraphonic gimmick thing was slightly more sophisticated than just like plain binaural microphones or something. I don't know. But that was like, I remember there was a couple of albums like the Final Cut on Pink Floyd was recorded with the new quadraphonic stuff. And it sounds so cool. Or like the virtual barbershop thing. That was quadraphonic, not just binaural. Now that stuff again, but now here's the thing. It sounds amazing, but Can you tell me you can listen to that and you really can hear altitude? I'll grant you there's some pretty good effects out there that can emulate left and right, forward and backward positioning. But I've not heard anything that can convince me something is above me or below me. And that's what's missing.
It makes me wonder what the deal is with this weird and again, front height and rear height thing that my stereo receiver supports.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Even in, like, surround sound, where's the elevation? Everything's just around you. You know? What? How are you supposed to have a nice space adventure movie and you don't have altitude, you know, sources? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta be able to hear stuff 360 in every direction, not down, just 360 horizontally around your ear. And that's, like, the stuff that's missing, like, to me. So, like, until they can actually solve that, either figure out a way to really solve that problem with two audio signals and processing, you know. Because the other thing is you got to think about the way those things work, all the two-channel surround stuff. The way it works is basically all they're doing is going and saying, okay, position... I'll just use sort of MIDI references, but for familiarity. But let's just say pan position 0 to 24 is rear left. Pan position 25 to 48 is left left. It, you know, is like middle left. You know, pan position, you know, the next bracket is front left. You know what I mean? And that's like all it does, you know? And that's, like, the way they encode those signals. I mean, it has to be. That's the only logical way I see it. Like,
Integra 7's trying to do that now.
Yeah.
Even the Integra 7's trying to do it now with that motional surround or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I mean, I'll give it this. That it sounds like a better reverb. It just, the signal does sound a little better. The things are a little sound positioned a little more precisely, but it's just a stereo signal. You know. But it's like... They are not solving that problem. But throwing processing when you're not throwing actual content, you know. Now, granted, the one advantage that they have in a game, and this is what they were talking about, which is a little bit interesting. But again, this isn't AMD. This is like the third party people. Oh my god, that is funny looking.
That's not the best. Hopefully you can tell that was at a little bit more of an angle than I wanted it to be.
Yeah. What's that black buttony thing?
Which?
What does that say? Project or something?
Oh, the PowerX. The Maha PowerX battery charger.
Ah. What's that for?
Advanced battery charger.
Ooh. Fancy.
The desk is not in its cleanest state right now.
Oh, please. You should see my desk.
You should see my brother's desk.
Oh, dear. Shall we check in with our maniac computer shortly? Yeah, we'll...
a little bit. Let's just see. What was I saying? Oh, yeah.
Because apparently my brother's monitor is a valid shelf for papers.
Nice.
We're talking about lack of audio process. I mean, lack of audio content to go with processing.
Yeah. So here's the thing. If I've only recorded a left and a right, how, you know, you can't generate something from nothing.
I would agree.
And the problem you have with games is. Now again, this was more back in the day. It's kind of better now, but still, there's no really super effective way I've heard where they play a stereo sample and position it somewhere, and that it sounds correct. The first game I heard that actually was close, and maybe again, maybe I just haven't noticed anything because. I dropped from surround sound to stereo out of cost necessity over the last several years. But, like, the last game I recall that had, like, let's stereo samples that I was actually able to play around with was... and this was when I was, like, really kind of hacking stuff to, you know, really hacking games and messing around with the files and stuff, which I just don't do anymore. And that was Half-Life 2.
I had that same realization that as I have become employed properly, I don't have time to do that anymore.
Yeah. So I was when I was really playing around with this stuff was with Half-Life 2, and they had some pretty damn great samples in that game. And a lot of them were stereo. The thing that I noticed, though, in some situations it would play the stereo sample straight, and in other situations it would make a mono mix and position it.
Which makes sense.
But again,
because normally what you do is you have an XY coordinate from which relative to the player the play
well, XYZ.
Sound plays. Well, the Z is usually not really considered because,
true,
as we will point out,
yeah,
through the at the beginning of the discussion,
yeah, you're right.
There's not really a good reason for it,
right? But so because here's the thing: like they're talking about, you know, well, because in a game we know where all the sounds are going, so we can position them in our algorithm correctly. But I'm like, but you're taking a mono sample, okay? If I throw something on the ground, it's not mono.
Mm-hmm.
The sound that gets generated, so it's like you have a whole problem of the recordings in the you know, you're sampling in the first place that's not really applicable to positioning things in that way to sound accurate.
Yeah. Because what you want to do is you want to have it be in mono and let the sound layer handle what it actually gets represented.
Right.
As.
Except the problem again you have with that is sound is not mono. Now you can go and say, well, the mono sample plus reverb, blah blah blah. Yes, that makes it sound better and a little more realistic, but still. You're not generating an accurate sound in the first place. So you still can't position it. Can it sound better than what's just plain stereo out? Probably. But is it like some magic leap that's going to make like sound in games suddenly epic? No.
No.
The only thing that does that is if your game, and really the first game that did this, and they never really marketed it, but that was Doom 3. Doom 3 silently worked perfectly if you just had surround sound set in your Windows. You know where you can go and set in Windows, is your output two speakers or 5.1?
I remember that very vividly.
You would set it to 5.1, and Doom 3 would work perfectly.
Yes.
It was amazing. That was when I had surround sound, too, for my gaming.
I had an Odyssey.
Yeah,
ZS,
you had the Odyssey and like the Logitech surround sound or something
like
that.
It was creative in my case.
I also had the Klipsch 4.1.
Oh, weird.
Which is really, really good too, just because the quality of the speakers was so much better.
Yeah.
I actually hacked those. I cut them apart and put like proper speaker wire brackets on the back of them.
Nice.
So I could put them in the right place instead of like plugging in the crap wire that was there.
Yeah.
Which helped. They look terrible in the back, but they work perfectly.
You know, this whole
just don't cross any wires.
Yeah.
Bzz, yeah. This whole audio with no content thing, basically, it reminds me of what used to happen back in the 60s and 70s when let's apply reverb to everything, and that will sound cool.
Yeah.
And two, in the 80s, when they started remastering CDs of old records that were mono, they did the whole fake stereo thing, and that really sucked.
Yeah.
All
right.
You know, the effect where they would basically put things out of phase and delay, and yuck. No, okay.
Now,
done.
In the interest of playing things that sound irritating, let's start this game. All right. Scream!
Scary.
I'm sorry, that was more of a growl.
As a side note, the guy that voices the computer is the original author of the short story.
Run that by me again.
The guy that does the voice of the computer in this game is the original author of the story.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Aha. I think I got a message. I don't see it anywhere.
Oh, there it is. Right as we start to play.
Sir Mars wrote,
Is it properly capitalized?
I'm just reading what he wrote.
Is it properly capitalized with punctuation marks?
There are 4 exclamation points.
Very good. You win. He wins extra points for detail.
All right. Let's see if I can find.
By the way, I apologize if I sound slightly far off. I'm actually opposed to the microphone at like 90 degrees right now.
That's okay. I can do that with mine, and you can't really tell. That's the beauty of the super expensive RE27.
Yes, you fancy bugger, you.
Yeah, as long as it's remotely pointed, as long as I'm within, like, the 175 degrees in front of it, it picks me up pretty well.
It's like an Apple cinema display for receiving sound.
Yeah. It's got a very wide listening angle.
It may be omnidirectional.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Although technically it's not. It's a cardioid.
Yes. I was kind of assuming that it was not technically omnidirectional.
Yeah, it's the RE20 design, which this is based on, is very interesting. I don't know what they did that it picks. It's there's very few microphones that I've ever heard that can pick up the way this thing can. Now, granted, my setup is kind of not ideal because I seem to still have to really give it a lot of gain compared to like a dynamic, you know, like the NT1A. But it's, you know, I've said before, it's like I could just right now this thing is about 3 feet away from me, and I talk a little louder, but like
it sounds
it's
different.
Like my voice almost sounds the same no matter where I am.
My hearing is terrible. I can tell a slight difference.
Well, yeah, but the overall tone is basically the same no matter where you are. Whereas if I went, in fact, just for a laugh, let's see. Let me take. Oh, I think I still have the air conditioner on. There, that'll make things a little better. Let me see, if I take, turn, okay. Pardon the earthquake. So now I'm on the NT1A, and I'll grant you, for a certain type of sound, it sounds better. It does pick up a little cleaner, a little clearer and cleaner than the RE27. So right now I have this thing sitting in the exact same spot where it's pointing at me, where the RE27 was. So now I move further back. All right, now if I go to the left of it, okay, now it's just completely different. So now I'm in front of it, and it's a better mic for music. Because it picks up much more dynamically, you know, and you could really manipulate it by how you move around, I guess. I don't know. I'm not an expert. But it's like, you know, also if I go like, so now I'm not quite 90 degrees, but you can tell it's just completely and utter, it's just terrible. You know, you have to talk directly at this thing. That's that. So put that back, turn it off. So now I am actually more than 90 degrees off of this microphone.
Hmm.
Now this is like 4 inches away, directly in front of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, or if I get really, really close. Oh, dear. Yeah.
You need to back away.
No way, baby.
Stop. Stop.
So, back slowly away from the microphone. But,
yeah. So the point is, though, it's like, yeah, I have to gain it a little more, and I maybe lose a little bit of the cleanness of the signal because I have to give it so much more gain. But I feel like it's worth it just for the utility of how easy it is to use this microphone. And I could just, you know, when I'm turned 45 degrees the opposite direction looking at the laptop, and it still picks me up well, you know, good enough. You know, obviously I sound very different, but the tone of my voice is still basically the same.
Yeah.
You know, whereas with the other one, it's just completely different sounding, you know? So anyway, the RE27, very expensive, but, I think worth it for a talk. Anyway, so now I am trying to find I think I found. Looking at so we got the girl, I guess, out of here. So I guess we won with the girl. There's five characters, we won with the girl because she's not here anymore, or maybe she died. I don't know. It's very confusing.
That's scary.
So we got the 8850 is playing the MIDI for this, and actually, you know what? For a laugh, maybe I'll. When did this game come out? Let's see. Do we know that?
95, I think.
By the way, I'm going to step out for just a moment.
All right, I'm going to switch the 8850 to like 88 mode for fun.
There you go.
There we go. It's a little more vintage sounding.
It kind of got scary in a way, because now the strings are kind of all just there. There's no wideness to them.
Yeah, there's no more stereo strings. Okay, I need to pour myself another drink for this. I got a cup full of ice. There we go. Alright. Limeade or black cherry lemonade? These are the difficult decisions. So, we got... There's four characters we gotta pick. I think we'll go back and pick the, this ape-man guy. Holy
the
hell!
The guy that's always... Tasting?
Why can't I adjust the volume of this anymore? Oh, you don't hear the game audio at all, do you?
No.
Oh, I'm being a dope. Okay. Let me... Ah! Oh my god! What's happening?
We are left with the very scary chord here on the very scary Beyond Radio Network. This is the MIDI Music Adventure Show.
I forgot to change the audio output to HDMI. So I was outputting. I'm like hearing this thing, and it's like super loud when the sound effects are playing. I'm like, what is going on? Why aren't the sliders working? Whoops! I don't know what's happening. Okay, so let me fix that. So that's fixed now. So let me close this. Let me close... Oh, I can't minimize that anymore. I hate that bug. Okay. So let's open this
back
up.
So you have to... Does that mean changing the INI5 resetting DOS box in?
I closed it. That's why it froze. That's why the MIDI froze.
That was a cool, scary chord, though.
Yes, I just X'd it out while it was going. All right, so now you should hear this correctly.
Which of you five... would like to play my little game.
You heard the guy?
Yes, that's better.
Yes. So. Alright. Let's load the game.
Who among you shall go next?
Alright. So, we'll pick, prepare for explosion! Oh! So that was like twice as loud when I heard it before. That's why I screamed.
Well, I'm giving you a chance to stoop to new lows, to give in to your bestial desires. I'm going to let you find some food to eat. I'll even repair your brain so that you can...
Oh, I gotta change the MIDI to...
The horror of your repast.
This cavern isn't like any of the others Am has sent me to. It's full of life, not death.
Alright, so now we're in 88 mode again. It's sufficiently more vintage. That's funny. Let's just check the settings here.
Okay, I'm back.
WB! Alright.
So this is the guy that's always hungry.
But apparently everybody is always hungry.
Oh yeah. That is true.
And I still don't know whether I should pick the black cherry lemonade or the limeade.
Black cherry.
Alright. Okay. Let's walk down the stairs. Walk down the stairs, I said.
Am, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You've cleared my mind but crippled my legs.
Ha!
I can barely walk.
Wimp. Okay.
Pussy. Wait, he's an ape.
This looks like a tree from far away, but it's just more of that computer-generated crap.
Oh.
Computer-generated crap. Walk to the caves.
I haven't eaten for months.
Okay.
The smell of food cooking nearby only makes it hurt worse.
Aw. All right, then.
Diddums.
Let me just get rid of this. Mm.
Back in Orlando.
Ha! You're ruining the suspenseful atmosphere with your happy music. Let's see, there's a twine.
I can't shake any fruit loose from the baskets.
Curses. Alright, let's go over here.
A fruit tree. It's been years since I've tasted real fruit. Am once coaxed me into marching across 1,000 miles of ice to reach a stockpile of canned peaches, only to discover that he didn't give me a can opener.
All right. Maybe for people just tuning in, this is the MIDI Music Adventure Show. The messengers are live. TBRN Live for AIM, live at tbrn.net for MSN. We are playing I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream.
Are the phones active?
They are not. I can fix that, though. I thought I opened, it was taking a while. Let's,
Welcome to the TBRN...
The numbers are now forwarded to Andrew.
Okay.
I hate to disappoint. I'm probably going to run in about 20 when my girlfriend shows up.
All right.
Fun.
All right, the phones are now live too. Hooray!
Yay.
So why don't I read a little bit about some of these different characters, maybe? Well, or at least about the character we're playing. So let's go here, and we'll just look at this. Let's see.
Aren't we playing Benny?
Yeah. All kinds of weird things. What's that?
A ginormous reverb.
It's much scarier this way. Maybe the... Yeah, it's all scary. So, actually, it would be funny
if I read it like this.
Yes, it would be.
Characters. Penny is M's favorite torture toy. radiation sores and scars, blindness, an arthritic condition that comes and goes so that sometimes he cannot even hold a spoon. He's been altered to appear simian.
There you go.
Altered to appear simian.
Yep. So, now, back to this. Let's re-maximize. All right, so we took a fruit from the fruit tree. Hooray, let's eat it. Swallow the fruit.
Hurts! Hurts! Hurts!
Okay. Does that mean we ate it, or we did not eat it? It's gone. I think he spit it out.
What?
The fruit bites back, apparently.
I guess so.
Ah, mana from heaven.
All right, so now the twine that leads to a bowl of fruit that's hanging from the other spot. Now we were able to take another fruit from there. So let's go into this cave.
This what looks like this a... what did they used to call them? Single-parent household.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Probably depend upon the generosity of the rest of the village. Friggin' welfare parasites.
Primordial survival horror.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic.
Oh, okay.
That's the one.
That would explain it.
Let's talk to...
The boy's a friggin' mutant.
Oh.
There's a third arm growing out of his back.
Ah! There is! I never noticed that before. What a freak. Let's talk to him.
That son of a bitch am ripped out my vocal cords years ago.
Oh. Okay. Maybe he wants a fruit. Let's give it to the mother.
This woman is plainly starving, but she'd rather me give the food to her son.
That's just fascinating. Fascinating motherly behavior.
Oh, thank you for food.
I am very hungry. Where can I get some food? You look like you don't eat very much. How are we able to talk? I need to go find some food. I'll see you later.
You look like you do not eat very much.
You look like you don't eat very much.
Mother and I not allowed in food cave. Villagers are afraid of me and let me starve.
I am very hungry. Where can I get some food?
Food.
There is fruit in food cave. It comes from the trees.
Oh. God, those lines are labored.
Yeah.
Here's an observation.
I tried eating
noticed.
The fruit. It only made me sick.
You bleed when you eat.
Ugh.
When I was young and not so different, my mother chewed it for me first, and then fed me.
Oh my god, I knew this was coming. Oh, Jesus.
So, my observation, quickly, is this, that the guy that's voicing Benny right now sounds like the guy that voiced Kristoff in the other thing.
No. It's not Christopher
maybe
Lambert.
Kind of. I know it's not, but it's sort of pseudo-Mazzini. Simi sounds like him. In a weird
really?
Way.
And I don't know, I'm just not seeing it.
Oh well, maybe I'm strange.
We all are.
How are we able to talk?
I learned to talk using AmScreen. I am smart, but villagers think smart is defective. I wish I were strong, so then they would give me food, too.
You got three arms! Doesn't
that
make you
hell,
proportionately
man?
Stronger? I don't know why. I was
effective?
Supposed to be a joke.
That's tough.
I didn't deliver it quite
sometimes.
Right, though.
Oh,
but
sorry.
I am spared lottery. Villagers are afraid of me.
Well, then you'll never win the lottery.
Lottery? What lottery?
Death!
Villagers hold lottery to choose sacrifices to Am.
Oh, it is death! Well, we did play this before, but I guess like we lost at the Benny level, so it's like all over again. But still, it's funnier this way. Let's see, how long have these sacrifices been going on?
How long have these sacrifices been going on?
The sacrifice to Am Machine goes on many long years. The very different must go to him soon. Not many villagers left.
Why do they sacrifice their own people to Am?
One is sacrificed, so Am does not hurt all.
What are these sacrifices like?
The sacrifice to Am hurts very bad. There are better ways to die. Almost any way is better.
Wow.
I suppose you would define death as hurting very bad.
Yeah. I would expect.
Okay. I need to go find some food. I'll see you later.
Oh. There we go. It was on 55 mode, apparently. I pressed the button too many times. Now it's back
on 88
mode.
That was a little bit too vintage.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, so I guess we'll get another fruit. We'll use this take command.
Take.
I don't know what it means.
I like take. I like take too.
You know, if you put SHI on the front of there, you get a kind of mushroom.
Ugh. I'd rather eat their blood-producing fruit. That's what I think about mushrooms.
Shiitake, huh?
Unless I'm Super Mario.
Shiitake, yeah. Oh, we're way too easily abused.
Amazing. This woman digested the food and then regurgitated it back to me, like a bird feeding its young.
Oh god, I saw
nom,
this coming.
Nom.
I am getting very tired.
You now family.
Really?
You use our bed. Go sleep.
Okay.
Joyful.
I'm going to do some other things first. Let's try,
Impressive.
Oh.
Someone important must live here.
We were outside an area with, like, four little cave entrances. Let's see, this guy's got a bag.
A bag. Maybe there's food in it.
Oh, take it.
I can barely carry myself.
Oh, well, so much for that then, I guess. We talk to this guy?
Wita Fuma Piba.
Oh.
I can't understand his language, but he seems to be welcoming me to the village.
I thought he was talking about a place where they have a community pee bar.
Okay.
I was thought about the... Seeing as they're already having mastication, regurgitation,
gotta complete that cycle, huh?
Let's see, he's got one of these screens. Let's use video screen. Maybe we could talk to him with that.
Hey, ignore the newcomer.
Oh!
Gather the villagers at the altar tomorrow to choose a sacrifice. Ooh. I have spoken!
Huh. Well, so much for that.
Not very godly, is he?
No.
Wita Fuma Piba.
I can't understand his language, but he seems to be welcoming me to the village.
I guess there's nothing else we can do with this guy. What's in this cave?
Annoying sound effects.
Looks like it's empty.
Your stomach scratching. Hungry, Benny. Wait for the picnic at the altar. Yeah, you're too weak to kill the older ones unless they're already tied up for you. Who loves you, baby?
Is Benny a cannibal? I guess he wouldn't be here, considering that he doesn't really even look human or something like that. I don't know.
It's damp in here. At least the fire's warm.
Cradle. What's
looks like a primitive cradle. It's empty. I wonder where the baby is.
The other white meat.
Jesus, I'm hungry.
Did he just say Jesus? That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm too large to sleep there.
Oh. All right, what's in the other cave? What's in the fourth cave?
It's a goddamn supermarket!
Wow! Doesn't look like a supermarket, but go in.
food time for Napa. Kla!
Blondie here won't let me near the food.
There's a card. Maybe if we take another one out of the basket.
Mana from heaven.
And give it to him. Give fruit to the sentry. That's the same thing he said before.
I think he wants me to put my fruit into a basket.
So what, that phrase means different things?
Apparently it's magical.
Yes.
It's one of those magical context-sensitive things.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Here's another piece of fruit to add to the collection, as if they need it anymore. I can't eat it anyway. I need to go.
Alright, I guess we have one option, and that's to go to sleep. Use bed. Alright.
That sleep wasn't nearly long enough. I wonder where the boy's mother went.
Well, we could talk to him, I suppose.
Where is your mother?
She go to altar to help choose Am's sacrifice.
Oh my gosh.
I need to go.
I'm loving broken English they use in game.
The village is quiet today. Too quiet. Why is everyone gathered around the altar?
Huh.
Nothing but twisted wiring and recycled plastic. What's with the ropes on the crossbeams? Looks like they're used for holding someone captive. Why is everyone gathered around the altar? Why is it...
Okay. Try saving here. Alright. Let's see if we can talk to this guy.
Tatana Shama, halt!
He doesn't want me to interfere with the sacrifice.
I see. Okay.
The old fart seems to be in charge here.
Let's see what's over this way.
This graveyard gives me the creeps.
Oh.
I feel as though the dead could speak.
Murphy's grave.
This is the grave of Murphy, one of my old commandos, killed in the war.
Huh.
This is Tuttle's grave. He lost his life while under my command.
Uh-oh.
Thomas is buried here. I'd almost forgotten my life in the army before Am came to power.
Seems to be there's a big fence here.
Why is this fence here? What's out there in the jungle? Maybe something to eat.
I guess I haven't given you any reason to speak to me after what I did to you. Are the other graves as deathly silent as this one? Are the other graves as deathly silent as this one?
I guess so. Huh. Let's walk to the caves again, I guess.
Why is everyone gathered around the altar? There's something sinister about this altar. I shouldn't be worshiping here.
Cho Shama Am.
Looks like some kind of lottery.
Uh-oh.
That's the mutant child's mother.
Uh-oh.
Wo Cho Shanan.
It looks like she's been chosen to be sacrificed.
That doesn't sound good.
Wita Fuma Piba.
It sounds like he'll let me watch.
Oh.
Amvila Tajo.
I am Am, the great and powerful.
You didn't bring me Toto, but I accept the chosen one. You shall not feel my wrath today, or my swelling.
Judas Priest! Am blasted her to bits. What am I going to do for food now?
Judas Priest?
And twisted metal where bits and pieces of the woman should be. I wonder if they're going to bury the remains.
Interesting. Burnt plastic? So, are these not real people? Can I take the brie?
There's nothing here I can eat.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay.
Since there's this theme of death in the air, maybe try the graves again.
Yeah. That's where I'm headed.
You left me for dead in the field.
What?
The bullet in my brain came from your gun.
Huh.
I've learned to be compassionate to those who suffer.
With what happened at the altar, you haven't changed any that I can see, Commander. I should put a bullet in your brain, just like you did to me.
What can I do to prove that I am a different man?
Give us proof of your newfound empathy.
Huh.
My tour of duty was almost over. But because I knew your secret, you held my head under the paddy water until I drowned. Your secret died with me. And soon it will die with you.
What can I do to prove that I am a different man?
Show us that you're able to think of someone other than yourself.
Huh.
I tried to help, Brickman. But you'd have none of that. If you couldn't carry your own weight, then you were worth more dead than alive, and anyone willing to carry some extra weight was a liability.
What can I do?
Give us evidence that you have some sympathy for others.
Okay.
Common theme, huh?
I guess so. Let's go talk to the kid. If he's still there.
I'm sorry. Your mother is dead.
I know. Me sorry too. She only want to care for me. Except you.
What will happen to you?
No food. No safe room lottery. Either way, not good.
Huh.
Why don't you run away from here?
Bad idea to run. Villagers hunt me down, become sacrificed to Am Machine.
Are the victims buried in the graveyard?
I know nothing about graveyard.
I need to go find some food. I'll see you later. The village elder must be out gathering food.
Aha!
Speaking in the third person, the village, his, that is to say, my, wrath for today. I have, as I said before, spoken!
Oops. There's the village.
Uh-oh. Team talk break.
Fine over here.
Now it's fine.
Okay, must have been just a temporary issue here. You sound fine.
Yeah, must have been maybe lag spike.
But what I was saying was... what was I saying? That delivery there was just a bit convoluted from Ham.
Yeah.
Anyway...
I don't think he understands what I'm trying to say.
Ah.
I need...
Alright,
No one will find the lottery bag in here.
So I took the lottery bag and hid it in a hole in the room. I don't know if that's gonna be good or bad.
I have
Mana from heaven.
I have another idea if this doesn't pan out.
Oh.
The boys he's talking about the lottery, so maybe try showing the bag to him.
Yeah.
See what that does.
I tried that, and it didn't, take the hole. Okay.
I got the lottery bag.
Ah. Let's maybe use bag with Ken.
This is not a good hiding place.
Doesn't appear to be working. Huh. Maybe I need to talk to the... who else will talk to me? The Graves?
The Graves.
Let's try talking to them again, maybe. I don't know.
What can I do to prove that I am a different man?
Give us proof of your newfound empathy.
Huh.
I have the lottery bag. No more villagers will be sacrificed.
Hmm. Show the lottery bag to Thomas.
I can't bury this. The ground's too hard. I have the lottery bag. No more villagers will be sacrificed.
You proved that you're capable of caring for others, and that's worth something.
Place the lottery bag into the earth. We will guard it.
We forgive you for what you've done to us. We can't speak for your most tragic victim. Brickman's grave is under those vines.
Vines? I wonder if they're edible.
Mmm! Swallow vines!
Hurts! Hurts! Hurts!
Here it is. Brickman's grave.
Uh-huh.
This is Brickman's grave.
Hello, Commander.
I'm not exactly happy to see you again.
Me either.
I last saw your face just before I got it right between the eyes.
Huh. Let's see, what to say?
I stopped the lottery from happening. Doesn't that prove I now have compassion?
You might have changed for the present, Commander, but you still have crimes in the past to account for.
What can I do to make amends to you, Brickman?
You have to bury the past, Commander.
I have something to plant on your grave.
At last, some compassion.
Now
I can finally rest in peace.
Oh, okay. Oh, he buried the fruit. I just noticed it in my inventory. I added another piece of fruit I took, and that's gone now.
Ah.
Also, the color... But the background to, like, his portrait on the interface has changed from, like, black to green. I don't know what that means.
That could be a good thing. Usually green is good.
Yeah.
Usually. Compared to black.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long day for this guy. I think he can go to bed now.
Yeah, he can rest.
He talked to a bunch of graves, he planted a fruit and a bag of marbles. This is, Alright. And now night is now day.
The boy's still here. I wonder when the next sacrifice will be.
Gather the villagers at the altar tomorrow to choose a sacrifice or suffer the wrath of Am.
Uh-oh.
No!
Yeah. Let's see.
Am wants to have a sacrifice tomorrow, even with the lottery bag missing. Why don't you hide in the hole, just in case?
I afraid of hole. Need friend to hide with. You too big to go in hole.
Ugh.
All my friends are far away from here or dead. I have no friends to hide with you.
Me good idea. I make friend and then I hide. You help me.
What can I do to help you make a friend?
I need head for friend.
I'll see what I can find.
Huh.
It's a bit scary. Just a head.
Oops, went the wrong way. First of all, let's see if we can take another fruit. I don't know. Aha!
Those fruit are certainly useful.
Aren't they?
There's burnt plastic and twisted metal where bits and pieces of the woman should be. I wonder if they're going to bury the remains. Here's an interesting piece of junk. Funny.
had lost interest in anything that wasn't edible until I met the boy. There's nothing here I can eat. There's burnt plastic. I wonder if they're going to...
junk from the altar. What's over here?
Ah, the other cave.
I don't think he understands what I'm trying to say. I found this piece of junk at the altar. It looks kind of like a head.
Thank you. I can use this to make Doll's head.
What else do you need to make a friend?
I need body for friend.
I'll see what I can find.
Okay. Take something off this tree?
It's firmly rooted in the ground. I coughed up blood the last time I bit into this fruit.
Huh. Won't wear. We need, well, something sturdy, I guess.
Yeah.
Where would we find wood?
I thought from a where tree, but apparently not. What about these trees?
It's firmly rooted in the ground.
No, I got another idea. Yeah. That cave with, well, there was a fire in there. Fire comes from wood.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wood is used to fuel fire, so...
It's damp in here. At least... It's too hot. I can barely carry myself.
Anything in, like, the, at the supermarket. Ah, there is wood here. Maybe if we donate a fruit.
Blondie here won't let me near the food.
We have to go through that ritual every time.
I guess so.
I think he wants me to put my fruit into a basket.
Okay.
Okay. Here's another piece of fruit to add to the collection. I can't eat it anyway.
Take the wood.
I know someone who might like a piece of polished wood.
All right.
Let's see what else he needs.
Yeah.
I don't think he understands what I'm trying to say. I found a piece of wood that could be used for a body.
Thank you. I can use this to make Doll's body.
What else do you need to make a friend?
I need to tie head to body.
I'll see what I can find.
That stinger's funny when you get something.
Yeah. To see if there's anything else. Well, there's a vine here.
There's a loose wire among these vines.
Oh.
Okay. Yoink.
Damn it! I can't use this video screen without the boy's help.
Jesus Christ. Calm down.
Angry.
I thought, because every time I just go try to give the something to the child,
I don't think he understands.
He says
what
this,
I'm
and then it automatically
say.
Goes into the screen speech. So I thought maybe if I hit use screen.
I found a piece of wire.
So much for taking a shortcut.
Thank you for help with the me go playing home.
Keep rhyme.
Well, I guess we'll go to sleep.
I wonder how the boy's doing in that hole. The boy's gone. The villagers must have found him.
Uh-oh.
The village is quiet today. Too quiet.
Uh-oh. Yep, he's tied up to the altar.
Poor little guy looks scared out of his wits.
Atana Shama, halt!
He doesn't want me to interfere with the sacrifice. Damn! M must have told the villagers where I hid the lottery bag and the boy.
Huh. He's pleading with the elder to release the boy.
Shama, halt!
They're going to sacrifice the boy unless I think of something quick.
Let's see. Ask if you can eat the boy instead. Threaten the village elder into releasing the boy. Offer to take the child's place. I think we have to take that option. That's,
yeah.
Seems like the whole point of this.
Nukom Vitastrawa.
The elder seems amazed that I would show compassion to the boy, but I think he's going to go for it.
And the boy just hopped.
Why, the boy's giving me his doll. Gratitude for being spared the pain of being sacrificed. No, more than gratitude. Compassion. For me.
I send you out among the prey. And instead of indulging your hunger to keep me amused, you show them compassion! You should know better by now. Your reward will be more years of searing, blistering anguish, Benny! Who among you shall go next?
All right, there's only three people left, but I think we'll stop the game there.
Yeah, one scenario a week seems to be a good,
yeah.
Thingy.
So let's save. Alright, so, there you go. We're, I think, winning. I don't know. I can't quite tell. All I know is there's three people when there were five before. So either we're losing, or we're winning. Yeah. So that is that game. And now I think, what shall we do for the remainder? We got like 20 minutes to go.
Oops. We've had no phone calls today, so Brian can't be here.
Yes. Let's see. So we've got, let's see, what would be a fun thing to screw around with for a little bit? What's this?
As our hero, Roger Wilco, does something. Man, I wish more of the Space Quest games were redone or had voice, because they're cool.
Well, there is a new space adventure being worked on by the guys that made it.
Oh, that's cool.
They got a Kickstarter and it's going. Let's see.
There's actually a guy on YouTube who's played all six Space Quest games, and he's actually narrated the text in the video. It's pretty neat.
Oh, wow.
Of the ones that need it. He played Space Quest 1 VGA, then 2 obviously was never remade, so he was playing that on the DOSBox. Then 3, 4, 5 and 6, yeah, they were cool. But I'm sure you don't want to sit there and narrate all the text, because it's, a lot of it.
Yeah. So let's see, what do we got in the list here? Could be entertaining for 20 minutes. Just scrolling through the list. No, that wouldn't be quick enough. Just going through my list of games on Steam here.
Willy Beamish.
Yeah.
I was playing this in Monty up there. It's a neat soundtrack.
Yeah. I am installing something.
Oh boy.
About loading. Come on. DirectX.
I was going to say DirectX.
Yep. It just doesn't want to do anything. DX setup, that EXE, I'll just kill it and maybe it'll continue. There we go. Videlectrics! Okay.
Presents.
Strongman's cool game for attractive people.
Dang!
Graphic setups. Change the resolution to the correct one. New game! Ready to start a new game. Oh, feeling what? Play the tutorial. Learn to become cool and attractive. Let's try that.
Okay.
Time to check the email. The email.
His computer's gone.
The lobby is missing!
Ah!
Hi, folks. My name is Strongbad. You may remember me as pretty much the coolest guy or sandwich ever, 98. Or the fellow what stole your girlfriend. Welcome to the required by video game law tutorial portion of my awesome game. It seems as though someone has stolen my state-of-the-art laptop computer. And you, yes you, need to help me find out who. Okay, let's take a look around my computer room. Move your cursor over various items of interest in the room and click the left mouse button. I'll check them out as you do.
Stooley.
Ah, my trusty steed. Stooley, I'd ride you into email battle any day.
Magnifying.
Those drums are funny.
Yeah.
I totally stole this from my nerdy little brother Strongsat. Man, that guy is such a whiny baby. He's probably crying over losing it right now. Okay, this is an item that I'm going to keep. That means that it's going into my inventory, or collection of surprisingly useful, useless crap. To see the stuff in my inventory, just click on the inventory icon in the upper left of the screen. It's the one that's blinking. But don't think about using it until I'm done talking. What were you, raised in a click-on-stuff-while-cool-people-are-still-talking barn? Anyway, when the inventory's open, select the magnifying glass icon. Your cursor, formerly a dot, will become the magnifying glass.
Wow.
Then just point and click on things you want to use the magnifying glass on. It's like super easy, man.
Computer discs.
Yeah, those are my old computer games. They don't even work on
P-Quest.
The lab, but I keep them around the so people there. Know how cool I am for keeping them around. Oh, man. Could that be a clue in the area where my laptop computer used to be? I wish I could somehow see it bigger.
Oh my god.
Aha! I'd recognize that pudgy grape jelly stained fingerprint anywhere. It belongs to dun dun dun! My little brother Strongsad! Let's go across the hall into his room and unethically interrogate him.
Strong Bad, get out of here! I'm trying to get ready for the big 19th century Scotland Yard LARP festival, and I can't find my authentic Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass.
Ha! That whiny sack of gray dump over there is Strong Sad.
Yeah.
Clicking on him means you want me to talk to him. You'll see a bunch of stuff appear over my head. They represent topics I can talk about. Let's try talking to him about his own miserable self first. Hey, little brother.
Yes.
Click on the picture of Strong Sad's ugly face in the bubble
hilarious.
Above my head. Sometimes when talking to people, I can choose between saying something nice or saying something I would say. Choose the angel me to say something nice or the devil me to be more of a jerk.
Well, what should we pick?
Jerk.
You are
it's
ugly
funny.
And you smell like old feet.
I don't even know what old feet smell like.
Corn chips and medicated creams.
Oh, you're right. I do.
Okay, enough chit-chat. Let's shake him down about my stolen laptop. Hey, little brother.
Yes?
Where is my lappy, you two-bit thief?
What? No, I told you, I don't want to be part of your stupid tutorial.
If you want your magnifying glass back, you will.
Fine. Give it back and I'll say my line.
To give my brother back his magnifying glass, just get it from your inventory and use it on him. Just like you did with the fingerprint in my computer room. Here's your nerd glass. Now where's my lappy?
Thank you. I pawned your lappy to Bubs, so I could afford... Do I have to say it? Foot replacement surgery.
Well, you sure need it, pal. But that's no reason to steal someone else's expensive high-tech electronic styles. I need to get to Bubs. This is my map. It's what I use to get from point A to place B. You can access this map at any time
like
by clicking on the map icon in the top left part of the screen. Yes, okay. My map is looking a little undernourished. I need to throw Bub's concession stand up here somewheres. As I discover wondrous new places, I will add them to my map.
I guess I'm supposed to click on something?
Simply point to a location and click it to travel there. Give it a try.
Whoa. To travel to a location on the map, left click on the location. You can rearrange locations on your map by holding left mouse button down while your cursor is over the location you wish to move. Drag the location to a new empty spot on the map and release the left mouse button to place it. Okay.
Hey, Bubs! I heard my stupid brother was down here!
Ah, strong man! Here's your laptop computer!
Bubs, what are you doing? That part comes at the end of the tutorial. You're supposed to be sad in this part.
I am? Oh, yeah, right.
Why do I even bother with rehearsals?
Hi, Strongman. I'm feeling so sad today that I think I'm just gonna close up and go home.
No, Bubs. Wait. I need the Laffy. If I want this guy to cooperate, I'd better change his mood. There are usually a variety of ways to change people's moods.
Punching
them. You'll figure this out as you go. Oh. Generally, I find kissing up or breaking their stuff usually gets the desired response. In this case, go ahead and give old Bluehead a compliment to cheer him up. Cheer up, Bubs. At least you're not on fire.
That's the best compliment you could come up with.
Just stick to the script.
Thanks, Muscular Strongman. I feel much better.
Did my dumpy little brother bring my laptop computer to you?
He sure did. He tried to pawn it to get money for some kind of foot replacement surgery. But I know how much pirated software you've got on there, so I kept it for you.
Lucky you did, or both you and Strong Sad would be in for a world of hurtings from me. The awesome one. The strong bad. All right. I got my lappy back. So there you go, folks. That should be everything you need to know to play this best game ever. Now get out there and have some fun at the expense of others. And don't make me look bad. Or good. Don't make me look good. Got a bad reputation to uphold.
Hey, where's my money? I'm getting paid for this, right?
Next time on SBCG4AP. Scenes from the next episode.
Oh, that's too bad.
Friends and losers, my long incarceration has taught me that we can never be truly free until we reject the fat authority of the King of Town. Hence, to forthwith, I shall only refer to him as the of Town.
I think that was a funny way to end, so...
Yeah.
A nice uplifting note to end, not on the post-apocalyptic super sadist masochist computer.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there you go. Tune in next time, and more stuff will happen. And stay tuned.
Yes, it will.
For stuff that may or may not happen. Hooray!
Yes, stay tuned for more shows, and yeah, disconnecting now. Goodbye.